I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Israel and the push for the latest U.S. ceasefire deal. It's been approved by the U.N. Security Council. Still unclear whether Israel or Hamas will go along. Correspondent Cammie McCormick has our top story.
A Hamas statement has signaled support for a UN-backed truce deal. Secretary of State Antony Blinken calls that a hopeful sign, but says we haven't heard yet from the group's leadership in Gaza.
We're waiting to see. Everyone has said yes, except for Hamas. And if Hamas doesn't say yes, then this is clearly on them.
Blinken is in Jordan meeting with Arab leaders and hoping to increase the pressure on Hamas.
The UN's Human Rights Office says civilian deaths during Israel's daring hostage rescue mission in Gaza last week could amount to war crimes. A spokesman also says holding hostages in densely populated areas added to the risk. Congresswoman Marionette Miller-Meeks is among a group of U.S. lawmakers trying to reach four instructors from Iowa's Cornell College injured in a stabbing attack in broad daylight in a public park in China.
It's really shocking, but at the same point in time, we don't want to jump to any conclusions. We want to be able to work with the Chinese government to be able to get these people back home.
She says she's been told a suspect was taken into custody. She can't verify that. Chinese officials say the attack was random. Jurors will get back to work at Hunter Biden's federal gun trial in Delaware this morning. CBS's Matt Piper.
Jury deliberations began in the afternoon and lasted about an hour before jurors were sent home. They followed a day of closing arguments where Biden's defense team said prosecutors have failed to prove their case, saying he was trying to turn his life around at the time of the gun purchase. Prosecutors said there's overwhelming evidence against Hunter Biden and told jurors to pay no mind to members of the president's family sitting in the courtroom.
Among them, his stepmother, First Lady Jill Biden. California socialite Rebecca Grossman's been sentenced to 15 years to life for a hit and run that killed two young brothers who were crossing a street in Los Angeles with their parents, their uncle Sharif Iskander.
The sentence is fair. Bothers me that she still never apologized for her role in the accident.
More than 2 months after the Key Bridge collapse, the main shipping channel into Baltimore's port has fully reopened. Colonel Esty Pinchazen with the Army Corps of Engineers.
We can't forget that before we even started to think about this, we were handling a human tragedy.
Six construction workers were killed. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukegan woman accused of running over a man in Kenosha and causing his death was in court yesterday. 37-year-old Sheila Tannen was charged for her involvement in a fatal hit and run on Saturday night. The 52-year-old victim, Troy Wolfgart, was struck and dragged for nearly five blocks before being pronounced dead at the scene. Tannen, believed by police to be under the influence of marijuana, faces charges including homicide by vehicle while under the influence, hit and run resulting in death, and driving without a license. The result of the recall Robin Voss effort won't be revealed for several weeks. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is delaying the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The results of the new numbers won't come out until the commission meets on June 27th. That decision was made in Madison yesterday. The Recall Voss Committee says they've returned 9,000 signatures. The commission's deadline to respond to the recall petition and Voss's challenge is June 28th. Pride Day in Racine will be on a Sunday. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. The celebration will take place from noon to 2 that day at City Hall. It's lucky number 13 for the Red Devils. It's been 13 years since Mary D. Bradford High School in Kenosha won a state title in sports. The drought came to an end over the past weekend with the Red Devil softball team winning the state tournament in Madison. They beat Milton in that title game. A parade will be held tomorrow on Kenosha's north side. The Bradford football team won a state championship back in 2011. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers with a win over the Blue Jays. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Brewers with a 3-1 victory over the Toronto Blue Jays. The crew had not hit a home run in the past week until Jackson Churio did it in the third, followed by Willie Adames in the fourth inning on Bally Sports Wisconsin.
Adames, deep left center, and the Brewers are going to have the lead. Number 10 for Willie.
That was a bomb. Brewers manager Pat Murphy.
Willie's such a competitor. I've seen him hit that same home run 20 times since I've been here. Slider kind of down in the zone, right in that same spot.
Colin Ray got the win, now 5-2 for the season. NBA, Darvin Ham coming back to the Milwaukee Bucks as an assistant after a two-year stint as the head coach of the Lakers. UConn's Dan Hurley declining an offer from the Lakers to become their next head coach. NFL, the Packers back on the practice field for the first day of their mandatory minicamp this week in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens, sponsored by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Cash battles for a share of $200,000 in June. More info at paysbig.com.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. Look for a clear sky in the overnight. By daybreak, we'll be near 50 degrees with light north winds. On Tuesday, increasing clouds and highs in the upper 60s. A south breeze will develop at 5 to 10. That will bring in some moisture for some storms Tuesday night. Currently, 46 degrees.
Well, I'm glad the pandemic is over. Glad the restaurants are open. We don't have to do the takeout and delivery thing anymore. I saw even Golden Corral had a sign up that said open for takeout and delivery. In case you don't want COVID but still want all the symptoms. Like my chest hurts and my stomach hurts and none of this food tastes right. I had to buy everything online during the pandemic. I started doing a lot more online shopping, and I found out whenever you use your credit card online, it always gives you one of these "Are you a robot?" tests. You guys all done these? It always asks me one of three questions. It always says, choose the pictures that have traffic lights, choose the pictures that have buses, or choose the pictures that have stop signs. So I have no idea how we're supposed to trust self-driving cars. Now that I know the three things robots cannot identify.
Love Me Do, 609 WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining me here on my Tuesday morning, the 11th of June. Let's kick off the morning with this question. What's something in an online dating profile that's an immediate turnoff? Some of the answers were having no bio at all, listing requirements like height and weight, overused cliches like looking for a partner in crime, and long rants about the type of person you don't want to date, and admitting you work at a radio station. Wait a second here. Who put that in there? Why is that a turnoff? I thought that'd be a plus. What do I know? 6:10, looking for increasing cloudiness. Highs near 71 today. Right now it's sunny and 49 degrees at Radio Park with blood, sweat, and tears.
I lost that love before. Got mad and closed the door. But you said, child, just once more. I chose you for the one. Now we're having so much fun. You treated me so kind. I'm about to lose my mind. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came in. You came and you took control. You touched my very soul. You always showed me that loving you is where it's at. You made me so very happy. I'm so glad you came into my
Clayton Thomas, Blood, Sweat, and Tears at WRJN, local news and timeless hits. I was looking up David Clayton Thomas to see what he's done since Blood, Sweat, and Tears. He's in the Canadian Hall of Fame for rock and rollers. He put out another album, I guess, in 2004. He left New York for Toronto and launched an all-star 10-piece band. He's been touring and recording almost a dozen albums under his own name since then. And that was 2004. So good for David Clayton Thomas. Still around, still performing. Got a great voice. very recognizable. It's 614 at WRJN Radio. And don't forget, today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day, 50% savings at Youth Racine Sports, providing quality structured youth sports activities to the children of Racine. Their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals. Go to the website, to the pull-down menu, hit Big Deals, and save at least 50%. All right, the Supremes now. WRJN, you spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN, 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and of course, everywhere, the legendary frequency of 1400 AM. So the average worker spends 26% of their day disengaged, also known as slacking off. One in five blame their boss for it. 19% said they'd be more engaged at work if they had a better boss. You mean like beating you with a stick, whipping you to get you to work? How about this? We pay you to work. We don't pay you when you're slacking off. How does that sound? 618 WRJN, looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 71. Tonight, cloudy, chance of showers and thunderstorms, slight chance. Lows around 61. Tomorrow, beautiful sunshine with a high near 82. Now we're talking. Currently, it's 49 degrees and sunny right here at Radio Park. And look what's coming up.
Check, check, one, two. These sounds can only mean one thing. It's Summerfest!
Milwaukee, are you ready?
600 artists, 12 stages, one epic lakefront. Don't miss three unforgettable weekends of music, June 20th through July 6th. Summerfest, presented by American Family Insurance. Find tickets, lineup, and more at summerfest.com.
Von Hassel Jewelers is an American Gem Society retailer, a certified gemologist appraiser, and graduate gemologist, serving Racine, Kenosha, and the Milwaukee area for over 20 years. Whether you need custom jewelry design, repairs, the newest in jewelry fashion, or appraisals for insurance, estates, and more, their experience is remarkable. Von Hassel will come to you at the bank, attorney's office, or other jewelry stores across the Midwest. Open Tuesday through Friday and by appointment on Saturdays in downtown Racine. Qualified, educated, knowledgeable, trusted. That's the Von Hassel way.
It's time for Civic Media's Scotty Summer Text to Win contest right here on this local Civic Media radio station. We're hooking you up with Wisconsin Dells prize packs, Milwaukee Brewers club level tickets, plus the chance to win a summer getaway to Door County, Lake Geneva, or a lake house vacation. Download the Civic Media app in the Apple or Google stores. Find your station and get set to text for your chance to win in this statewide contest. It's your shot to win with Scotty Summer on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's official. Governor Tony Evers proclaims this June is Pride Month in Wisconsin. But did you know the state has a long history of activism alongside LGBTQ plus communities and allies? The Civic Media Radio Network supports the impact and celebrations and is sharing thoughtful stories all month long.
If you dig into the history of the LGBTQ plus movement in our state, you may be surprised by what you find. The first public call to get rid of restrictions against gay people was discussed by Wisconsin officials in 1966, not long after voters elect several openly gay leaders for the first time. But a 1982 law stands out as Wisconsin becomes the first state to prohibit discrimination in employment, housing, and public accommodations on the basis of sexual orientation. An extraordinary history of Wisconsin pride. I'm Terry Barr.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day. 50% savings at Racine Youth Sports. Providing quality, structured youth sport activities to the children of Racine County, their various programs teach sports fundamentals, good sportsmanship, character, discipline, competitiveness, and teamwork in a positive, caring, and safe environment. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and immediately receive 50% savings on your Big Deals gift certificate. WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a Civic Media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite Civic Media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits.
W-R-J-N. Hey, coming up at a little after 7 o'clock, our alder, Melissa Caprillion's going to be here in studio. But right now, Lee Michaels, Do You Know What I Mean?
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean? Do you know what I mean? I just saw her yesterday. I just saw her. Do you know what I mean? Lord, do you know?
Increasing cloudy it is today. Highs near 71. Cloudy, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 61. Beautiful day tomorrow. Sunny with a high near 82. Sunny at 49 degrees right now at Radio Park. Local news and timeless hits right here. Stubbs and the Four Tops and reach out. I'll be there. 6:29 at WRJN. Local news and timeless hits. Pass it on. Tell a friend. I've never been in an Uber before or a Lyft car. I haven't done that. But I've seen videos of people that are really rude to the Uber drivers. This is their personal car. And people do some really nasty things in there. Here are some of the annoying, nasty things people have done in an Uber or Lyft car. Eating food that stinks. Smelling like weed, arguing with the route, slamming the door and being rude. I saw one of these videos that they had on YouTube, and the person was being really nasty in the back seat of the car, carrying on, and the Uber driver said, "You have to leave." She took her drink and threw it at him in his face. I would never put up with that. I couldn't, I don't know how cab drivers do. I don't think people behave like that in a cab. First of all, a lot of the cabs have the windows between the plastic things between the driver and the passenger, which is really a good idea when you think about it. But these are their personal cars. People are so nasty in those Uber vehicles. Not everyone, just occasionally. And if you're drunk and they pick you up like on a Friday or Saturday night and you're drunk, I think you're asking for trouble. It's 6:30 on the noggin at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. Hey, how about some news?
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. The Waukegan woman accused of running over a man in Kenosha and causing his death was in court yesterday. 37-year-old Sheila Tannen was charged for her involvement in a fatal hit-and-run on Saturday night. The 52-year-old victim, Troy Wolfgart, was struck and dragged for nearly five blocks before being pronounced dead at the scene. Tannen, believed by police to be under the influence of marijuana, faces charges including homicide by vehicle while under the influence, hit and run resulting in death, and driving without a license. The result of the Recall Robin Voss effort won't be revealed for several weeks. The Wisconsin Elections Commission is delaying the review of signatures for the recall effort against Assembly Speaker Robin Voss. The results of the new numbers won't come out until the commission meets on June 27th. That decision was made in Madison yesterday. The Recall Voss Committee says they've returned 9,000 signatures. The commission's deadline to respond to the recall petition and Voss's challenge is June 28th. Pride Day in Racine will be on a Sunday. The city of Racine has declared June 23rd as Racine Pride Day. The celebration will take place from noon to 2 that day at City Hall. It's lucky number 13 for the Red Devils. It's been 13 years since Mary D. Bradford High School in Kenosha won a state title in sports. The drought came to an end over the past weekend with the Red Devil softball team winning the state tournament in Madison. They beat Milton in that title game. A parade will be held tomorrow on Kenosha's north side. The Bradford football team won a state championship back in 2011. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
It has been a long time coming, but finally ground has been broken for a brand new USDA Dairy Forage Research Center just outside of Prairie du Sac. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news on a Tuesday. How long did it take and how many pages were proposed? Those details coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have lots of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers in the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wisoybean.org.
More than 13,000 pages of documentation, part of the plan for this new state-of-the-art USDA Dairy Forage Research Center that will be located outside of Prairie du Sac. Dr. Dennis Hancock is the center director for the current U.S. Dairy Forage Research Center. And he said that there's been a lot of people that have watched this project evolve.
The first appropriation actually was back in 2018 for the FY19 budget. And that was when Senator Cole was actually helping to spur this on. And actually, if you go back even further than that, the initial phase in 2011, we got fairly far along, and unfortunately, funds had to go back to headquarters at that point because of budget cuts. Mm. And so we had to scrap the plan at that point. And then we restarted in 2019, whenever we got the new funds to come in. So yeah, it's been a long time coming, and a lot of folks have worked on this project over the years, and I'm glad to get to represent them.
Dr. Dennis Hancock, the current center director for the U.S. Dairy Forage Research Center. Now, this state-of-the-art facility will have several different features, including robotic milking system, chambers for measuring greenhouse gas emissions, an advanced animal nutrition unit, and state-of-the-art laboratories for agronomy and dairy science, as well as a visitor center. Dr. Hancock says they're hoping for completion by 2027.
No one should have to navigate herd health alone. Luckily, you don't have to. A successful operation requires teamwork. Visit bio-vet.com and let us help identify key challenges and offer expert solutions unique to your situation. We evaluate your full herd health plan and make economical recommendations to your operation. Learn more about our team and products for herd health at bio-vet.com.
Innovation.
Hey, and don't forget the Wisconsin State FFA Convention officially gets underway today in Madison. They had their day of service yesterday. You can see pictures now at Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm Pam Yonke.
With your forecast, I'm Corey Hartman. For today, a chance of showers, a high of 75. A few showers or thunderstorms tonight, we'll see a low of 60. For Wednesday, sunshine and a high near 85. For Wednesday night, a scattered storm, otherwise mostly cloudy, and a low of 66. Showers in 86 Thursday. Currently, 46 degrees.
I think hotels had a secret meeting recently. It was a very short meeting. Everyone flew in and they said, everybody here? All right, very quick. We're not going to own any mistakes anymore. All right, that's it. Head on back. How you doing? This key you gave me, I just tried it in my door. It's not working.
Did you put in next anything magnetic?
No, you just gave it to me and I just tried it and I just came back. I was expecting a good key and an apology. And I'm holding a bad key and getting an accusation. Could you put the key next to anything magnetic? I am a red horseshoe magnet salesman. Okay, okay. I know what happened now. I remember you gave me that perfectly good key, and I tossed that into my bag of samples. Then I scooped that up all haphazard-like and started swinging everything asunder. I remember hearing zipping and zapping. Was that the key becoming demagnetized?
Local news, timeless hits are back here at WRJN. You spoke, we listened. You got them. You asked for them. Hey, it's 6:39 on a Tuesday morning. Thank you for joining us here today. Looking for increasing cloudiness with a high near 71. Cloudy, slight chance of showers and thunder showers tonight. Lows around 61. Sunshine, highs near 82 tomorrow. Right now, it's sunny and 50 degrees here at Radio Park. Here's a dating term for you, cushioning. That describes when someone who is in a relationship flirts with other people, so if they wind up breaking up, they have backups immediately ready to go. It's a smart move, they say, or basically just a sign you don't have any faith in your relationship. I feel like it's probably the second one. Here's why. If you found out your significant other was doing the same thing, you'd be furious. This is another reason why I'm so glad I'm not in the dating pool. I don't think I'd make it in the dating pool today. I just wouldn't survive. Hey, Hospice Alliance is the number one choice for patients facing end of life and empowering those who support them. Hospice Alliance provides comfort and dignity to enhance the quality of life each day. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back through education, services, and grief support. To learn more, visit HospiceAlliance.org. Again, that's HospiceAlliance.org. I remember when I bought this 45 RPM record. Wow, here's Sam Cooke.
That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Chain gang all day long, they're saying,
don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. That's the sound of the men working on the chain. Till the sun is going down, working on the highways and byways and wearing a frown. You hear them moaning their lives away, then you hear somebody say, that's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Right after 7, Alder Melissa Caprillion will be here talking about her new job with the Kenosha Food Bank. That's coming up.
Yeah.
spoke, we listened. Local news and timeless hits are back here at WRJN. Passing on, tell a friend. Well, if you had a chance to get a superpower, which one would you take? Here are some choices they gave people. Invisibility, flight, I mean, you could just flap your arms and fly, I guess, like Superman. Time travel, teleportation, and the ability to super heal. Now, invisibility, I guess the only reason you'd want that is, besides seeing people run around naked, is to find out what people are saying about you behind your back. But then, I you know, what good's that going to do? They're going to say it no matter what. Flight? I'd be afraid to get up there flapping my arms. Time travel. I think that's the one I'd like. To go, not even forward, I don't want to know about the future, but to go back in time and spend time with loved ones who are no longer here, play with the dogs that I no longer have, teleportation and the ability to super heal. That would be good for mankind. Super healing. Now, I'm going to be selfish, time travel, but super healing would be nice. If you can have one superpower, what would it be? Good question. Hey, it's 6:47. Looking for increasing cloudiness today with a high near 71. Cloudy, slight chance of showers and thunderstorms tonight. Lows around 61. Tomorrow, sunny. Highs near 82. I like that. Right now, it's sunny and 50 degrees here at Radio Park. Don't forget, we've got the Blue Jays in town to take on the Brewers. 6:35 at WRJM. I'm Don Rosen, 6:47.
Fountain Hills Apartment in Racine is holding a free fashion show on Thursday, June 27th from 1 p.m. till 4 in the C Lobby, and you're invited. Come enjoy summer fashions featuring Mary's Unique Boutique with an array of extraordinary items from stylish and contemporary clothing to handcrafted jewelry. Don't get caught in out-of-date styles. Come shop with Mary and be the envy of all to see. See you at the fashion show on Thursday, June 27th at Fountain Hills Apartments from 1 to 4 in the C Lobby.
This update is sponsored by UW Credit Union. For every stage of life, UW Credit Union is here for every you.
Brewers Baseball Academy, presented by Fleet Farm, returns to cities this summer for its 12th year. Kids aged 6 to 14 are invited for a week of instruction and fun, plus a VIP day at American Family Field. Space is limited. Don't miss out. Visit brewers.com/camps for details.
Join UW Credit Union at uwcu.org. Insured by NCUA.
Do you have a loved one in a nursing home? California mega millionaire Eric Hovde has some bad news for you. He doesn't think they have long to live. It's true. In a recent interview, Hovde said, if you're in a nursing home, you only have a 5-6 month life expectancy. Almost nobody in a nursing home is at a point to vote. That's shocking. But it gets worse. One of Hovde's companies is named a co-defendant in a wrongful death suit from an incident at a California senior living facility. He even referred to himself as an expert in the nursing home business. Yikes, that doesn't sound like the kind of expert we need. Call Eric Hovde at his California office, 714-730-4444. Tell him that Wisconsin seniors deserve to vote and get the care they deserve. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together Incorporated.
I didn't ask to be thrown in the streets with nowhere to go, but I did ask for help, and Covenant House was there for me.
1 in 10 young adults will experience a form of homelessness this year. For these kids who didn't ask to be put in this unthinkable situation, Covenant House is there, providing hot meals, a safe place to sleep, medical care, and love.
They just really genuinely just wanted to help me succeed, and I'm succeeding.
To learn more, go to safeplacetosleep.org today.
1, 2, 3.
What you doing?
4, 5, 6. Counting the first place awards from the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association.
WISS in Oshkosh for the best promo. WAUK in Waukesha, best Maggie Dawn Show web story. WMDX in Madison, best web story about the MaxSync radio show. And WFHR in Wisconsin Rapids for best show, interview, and promo.
Informed, entertained, connected.
And winning.
Your local Civic Media radio station. Learn more at civicmedia.us.
It's 6:50. Looking for increasing cloudiness. Highs near 71 today. Right now, it's sunny and 50 degrees. A beautiful morning at Radio Park with Linda Ronstadt. You're no good.
Feeling better now that we're through. Feeling better because I'm over you. I learned my lesson and left us
our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to win statewide contest here at WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club-level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. Be listening for our Text to Win secret word coming up at 7 o'clock. It's a secret. Don't tell anybody. Well, you can tell everybody. But get ready to text to win. Download the Civic Media app right now. It's free. Get it from the Apple Store or the Google Store. And get ready for that password, the secret code word, coming up at 7 o'clock this morning, all right? 657 with CCR now. Green River, WRJN. Hometown radio refreshed. You spoke. We listened. Local news and timeless hits now with CCR. WRJN, local news and timeless hits. Hey, we mentioned it's our Civic Media Scotty Summer Text to Win statewide contest at WRJN. Your chance to win a Wisconsin Dells prize package, Milwaukee Brewers club level seats, and be a finalist for grand prizes that include a lake house getaway, a trip to Door County, or an escape to Lake Geneva. Now, I'm going to give you the keyword now, 8 seconds early. Now, normally I shouldn't be doing this, and I could get fired for this, but I'm giving it to you right now, just a few seconds early. It's democracy. They always give me the words that people